This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The parents of Terri Schiavo are asking a federal judge to prolong their daughter's life now that President Bush signed emergency legislation into law just past 1 a.m. this morning. That bill allows for federal review of the case of the brain-damaged woman. Congress had called a rare Sunday session to take up the bill. Democrats and Republicans debated for more than 3 hours last night. The discussion ranged from definitions of persistent vegetative states to Congress's unusual step of intervening on behalf of one person. The debate was emotional and eloquent. Here's Congressman Trent Franks, a Republican from Arizona.
Hubert Humphrey once said that a society is measured by how it treats those in the dawn of life, those in the shadows of life, and those in the twilight of life. Mr. Speaker, Terri Schiavo represents the mortality and helplessness of us all as human beings. And whether we realize it or not, we are at this moment lying down beside her, listening for that song of hope. And if we as a nation subject her to the torture and agony of starving and thirsting to death, we will scar our own souls.
People on both sides are pro-life in the richness and complexity and difficulty of it.
This is Democrat Brian Baird from Washington State.
Some are trying to do their best to honor what they believe are this woman's wishes to not live condemned to a bed where she cannot speak or enjoy the higher virtues of life that she might choose. And if she did indeed say, "I would not choose the fate of being condemned to this bed," then we are denying her that right to make the choice.
Both sides look to the Constitution to support their arguments. Barney Frank is a Democrat from Massachusetts.
This is, if you listen to the debate, confirmation of what the writers of the Constitution did when they said separation of powers. Congress deals with broad policy. Individual adjudications are made by judges. You are asking to make a decision based on most of us knowing very little, if anything at all. Ideology is driving this, and that's why we have a separation of powers.
Here is Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, a Republican from Colorado.
We talk about a family decision. What about Terri's mom and dad? What about her siblings? What about the people who cared for her and nurtured her as she was growing up? Don't you think they know what Terri wants? When we talk about a permanent vegetative state, I'm offended by that. Terri smiles and acknowledges the people that love her when they come to see her. She cries when they leave. How heartless are we to call somebody like Terri Schiavo a vegetable?
The Florida courts have spoken, and we should not intervene.
Congressman John Lewis, Democrat from Georgia.
This is a very, very sad night for the House of Representatives. Mr. Speaker, is it possible for us to let this young woman take her leave in peace?
This is Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee.
In our deeds and in our public actions, we must build a culture of life that welcomes and defends all human life. The compassionate traditions and highest values of our country command us to action.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Florida Democrat, said the bill would set a dangerous precedent.
We are members of Congress. We are not doctors. We are not medical experts. We're not bioethicists. We are members of Congress. When I ran for Congress, I didn't ask my constituents for the right to insert myself in their private, personal, family decisions, and they don't want me to make those for them. They don't want you to make those for them either.
Members of Congress debating a bill allowing the case of Terri Schiavo to go to federal court. Shortly after midnight last night, the House passed the bill 203-58.